Like the rest of an anxious America, you're worried about that Chinese observation balloon floating menacingly over Montana and moving toward a neighborhood near you with unknown intentions and possibly a cargo of new bioweapons to unleash on the hinterlands. What to do? What to do? The Republicans want to shoot it down, or at least shoot down Biden's non-response. Maybe they think blowing up a balloon full of killer viruses that will float down like a toxic snowstorm on the unprotected livestock and denizens below is a good plan. As good as their budget proposals, anyway. Those darn Chinese. First they unleashed the COVID virus they developed in Fauci's bioengineering lab in Wuhan. Now they're filling our stratosphere with pestilential orbs. And our blogosphere with new and more potent conspiracy theories. QAnon, no doubt about it, will link this balloon menace with the Green Comet passby, triggering mass panic among its ardent followers. No telling what ensuing terror would be unleashed across this great land. The Chinese at least have a good plan. The longer that menace floats across American airspace, the more the danger from trigger-happy congressmen and gullible blog readers will become. Biden is undoubtedly huddled with his advisors and the generals, and his re-election committee. If this drifting ball of poisonous rumors is allowed to cross the continent, no telling what the fallout will be, even if the damn thing floats out into the Atlantic Ocean. Political lives will be lost. You can count on that. Down here on the South End, the danger is already past. Wendy Schneider's daughter's 7th birthday party was a few days ago. She told me they'd rented one of those bouncy playhouses for her and all her friends, but made the mistake of filling it with 100 small helium balloons that all said, "Happy 7th birthday, Tina," that floated for a while at the top of the plastic roof, which was fine while the 24 kids romped and cavorted, but when they exited for the birthday cake inside Wendy's trailer, the bouncy house lifted off and was last seen headed over the long-closed Thai store. It's very likely the thing was, yeah, made in China. And this may have been the plan all along.